JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we hear about the Pharmaceutical Society of Jamaica's 5K walk run for charity planned for this Sunday. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, The Abeng. This is Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Jamaica, PSJ, is staging its annual 5K walk run this Sunday, September 21, as part of efforts to raise awareness about how healthy lifestyles and increased physical activity can reduce healthcare costs in Jamaica. Part of the proceeds of the event will go towards the National Road Safety Council's Serious Road Accident Victim Support Fund, which helps victims of road accidents living with permanent disabilities. Public Relations Officer for the PSJ, Dr. Ernestine Watson, says interest and excitement is steadily building leading up to Sunday's event.
So far, we are having a very good response. Excitement is growing high. The teams are ready, lots of excitement. Everyone is ready to go. It's going to be a very good day. Last year, we had an awesome participation, over 400. And this year, we are aiming to double that.
Dr. Watson says aside from the race, there are several activities planned to ensure participants have a wonderful time.
Because we have many prizes. We have prizes for the first male, female walker, runner. We also have many sectional prizes, so like the largest team, the best dressed team. We have prizes for the oldest, the youngest runners, male, female walkers and runners, etc. There's going to be an after-race event, prize giving and entertainment.
The race route begins at the Pharmaceutical Society's headquarters on Lady Musgrave Road, travels up to Hope Road, then Trafalgar Road, and back to Lady Musgrave Road. The race starts at 7 a.m. It's not too late to register to participate. Just contact the PSJ at 978-4103 or visit their website at pharmasocietyja.com. Come out and show your support for healthy lifestyle practices. Join the PSA's Walk Run for Charity, Sunday, September 21. The Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit the PIOJ's website at www.pioj.gov.jm for more information. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica. The Abeng is a horn used as a means of communication by the Maroons. It was typically made out of the horns of cattle. The Maroons used the Abeng to keep in touch with each other over great distances during the Maroon Wars. With the wide range of notes it could play, it was used to transmit secret and complicated messages which could not be deciphered by their enemies. You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, take care and walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.